Cavalcade of Kings. Henry the First. The marriage of Henry the First of England with Matilda, daughter of King Malcolm of Scotland, still further increased Henry's popularity. His wife bore him three children, Matilda, William, and Marie. Thus the blood of Egbert and Alfred the Great was blended with that of Hrolf and the Conqueror. England became prosperous under Henry's reign, and men call him the Lion of Justice. But the clouds were gathering in the sky, and at the moment we find Henry discussing the trouble which threatened the land with Anselm, Archbishop of Canterbury.
Robert is a fool if he thinks he can wrest the crown of England from me now. And I fail to understand his sudden desire to possess it, when for years he has made no attempt to claim it.
Your brother Robert is now a father. Perhaps he seeks the crown for his son.
And what of my son, my Lord Bishop? Is it not just and right that he should inherit the throne of England when I, his father, have served it so loyally?
Yea, my son.
If Robert or his offspring were to mount the throne of England, our hard-won peace and prosperity would be soon dissipated and lost. My father knew Robert's weakness, his penchant for debauchery and selfish disregard for the sufferings of the people. That is why he gave the throne of England to William and not to Robert. William was a tyrant, but he governed wisely.
I am heart sore when I think of Normandy under Robert's misrule.
Normandy's sorry plight will be England's if Robert ever wears her crown. Normandy, the court is but a trough of filth where swine gorge their fill. The court of England would have become the same had I not banished the Norman swine who would have befouled it. Men like Flambard.
Flambard fled to Normandy, where Robert welcomed him with open arms. It is said that the traitor has your brother's ear and is urging him to attack England.
Aye, in Norman cockle shells.
Nay, my son, in English ships.
Oh, I had forgotten for the moment that some of my sailors had deserted me and taken our ships to Normandy. But 'tis no matter of consequence, and 'tis far better to find out traitors before the battle than after it. A handful of deserters mean not when the rest of the men are with me.
Robert is certain to land at Portsmouth, and there a very unpleasant surprise will await him. Yea, a very unpleasant surprise.
Meaning, my Lord Bishop?
Henry, my son, in answer to my summons, 60,000 foot soldiers have rallied to your cause. Even now they are encamped but a few leagues from Portsmouth.
60,000 men, my Lord Bishop?
Yea, my son, and all free men pledged to serve their king.
I am deeply moved, my Lord Bishop, at such an expression of loyalty from my people.
My son, you have given the people peace, prosperity, and justice. Are they deserving of a crown of laurels for giving you their loyalty in return? Nay, they could not do less for the man who has made England great.
Robert landed at Portsmouth with his forces and was defeated. Later, Henry conquered Normandy and joined the duchy once more to the English crown. Robert was taken captive, blinded, and then imprisoned for the rest of his life in Cardiff Castle. Later, Henry, accompanied by his son, Prince William, and his daughter, Marie, and a great retinue, went to Normandy where the young prince was triumphantly acknowledged as his father's successor. On November the 25th, 1120, the royal party prepared to embark at Port Arthur for the voyage home. A fine ship in the harbour caught the young prince's eye, and he called his father's attention to it.
Why, the saints, father, that is an uncommon fine ship yonder. It would please me to sail in her. I wonder who owns her.
Oh, perchance the seafarer could tell us. Come here, my fine fellow.
You summon me, sire?
Yea, who owns that fine ship yonder?
I do, sire.
Odd's blood, but she's a graceful craft, and you're a lucky man to own her. Who might you be, and what is the name of your vessel?
My name is Fitzstephen, your highness, and my ship is called the White Ship.
Fitzstephen? Huh. There was a man of that name who served my father for many years on the sea.
Yea, sire. He steered your royal father's boat when he sailed to conquer England. I am that man's son, sire. And ask that you grant me the favor of performing a similar service to you.
I am sorry, Fitzstephen, but I am already accommodated. Well, is my vessel all ready to leave as soon as I board her?
Father, perhaps Captain Fitzstephen would extend his offer of good service to the grandson of his late royal master and carry my retinue and myself to England on his fine vessel.
Your Highness, I would give my life in your service. And I swear that you will have no cause to find fault with Miss Stalwart Rowell.
So be it, then. Go ye aboard the White Ship, my son, and I trust you have a pleasant voyage. Fitzstephen, I charge ye to guard well the life of your future king and bring him safely to England.
May I perish if aught of harm comes to him, sire.
You will.
No harm will come to me, father, with a Fitzstephen at the helm.
I trust not. Now it is time I boarded my vessel, for my company await me. Fare thee well, Fitzstephen. God be with thee.
Fare thee well, my liege.
Do not delay your journey, my son, but follow my vessel immediately. Fare thee well.
Before morning, father, the White Ship will have overtaken thee.
1,000 crowns if you do, my son. Fare thee well.
William, where are you, my brother?
Here I am, Mary. Come and dance in the moonlight.
William, it is past midnight. Soon the tide will have turned and we're still in port. Moreover, every man and nearly every woman on board the White Ship are senseless with wine. And you, oh, it breaks my heart to see you, my brother, in the same sorry plight. Wine, that is your only thought.
Wine and women are the only two things that make this cursed wife worth living, Marty.
None of us will be alive if those drunken rowers take the ship out tonight.
Egad, sister, you speak words of great injustice against our crew. All is well. Our sails are set and our rowers will work all the harder for a little merrymaking. Hey there! Hey there!
Did you call, Highness?
Yea, that I did. Get the ship underway at once. At once. Did you hear me, Captain? At once.
It shall be done, Your Highness.
Oh, William, we should never have left the port. The storm, the awful blackness, the danger of those mountainous waves, and all of us helpless and at the mercy of a drunken fool.
Have no fears, Mary. All will be well.
William! Hey! William, what was that? Oh, something terrible has happened. I know it.
Your Highness. Your Highness.
What has happened, man? Quick, help with it.
We've struck a rock in the darkness and we're filling. We're going down.
Oh, may God have mercy upon us.
It is England 3 days later, and we find King Henry anxiously awaiting the arrival of his son. Suddenly, a little boy is admitted to his presence, and he leaves his place near the window to speak with the child, who is weeping bitterly.
And who might you be, my little man? And why do you weep so bitterly?
I am the grandson of Gilbert de Lake. My father, Godfrey, has just been drowned at sea.
Drowned, my son?
My mother sent me to tell you.
Oh, my poor little one. Come here close beside me. There. Now tell me the whole story. On what ship was your father voyaging?
On the White Ship, sire. It sank.
The White Ship? The White Ship? No, the White Ship is all right. It never sank. It couldn't. Do you hear it?
Sire,
couldn't.
It's true. The White Ship struck a rock in the darkness. Ship. Just after leaving Port Bartholomew 3 nights ago. Our prince got away safely in a boat.
Oh, thank God. And thank then, God for that.
And then he heard our Princess Mary.
Yes, yes.
Calling to him from the deck of the sinking ship.
Yes.
And he went back to rescue her. And yes. They threw alongside. Then yes. He jumped into the boat and swamped
yes.
It.
Yes.
And so they were all drowned.
Drowned.
My father as well.
Oh.
My mother begged me to come and tell you, sire. For there was none who dared bring such terrible tidings.
Oh, dead! My son and my daughter, dead! Oh, woe is me! Woe is me!
Help! Help, come quickly! I think the king has fallen down! Dead!
My lord, it is time we turn to the question which has plagued us all since my son William's death. I refer to the question of my successor to the throne. We must soon decide it. Delay might embroil the state in war with our foreign foes.
A condition that must be avoided at all costs.
And which can be avoided if you follow my policy. Then hear me. My son is dead, and the son of Robert, my brother, is also dead, leaving us no male successor. But there is one left to us of royal blood who can prevent the throne of England from falling into the hands of our enemies.
Sire, you mean...
Matilda, my daughter, whom I recognize as my heir and legitimate successor.
But, sire, no woman has ever ruled England. The people would never stand for it, sire.
Surely you would not prefer a foreign taskmaster. Then why do you hesitate? Matilda is of my blood. She has been instructed in the laws and constitution of England. She is safely married to our most dangerous foe, Geoffrey Plantagenet, son of the Count of Anjou, who will now become our ally. Moreover, Matilda has 3 healthy sons to follow her. Now, will you support her claim? Then prepare ye all to swear allegiance to her within 3 days at Westminster Abbey. And I charge you all to serve her as loyally as ye have served Henry, your king.